Now, there are times that I question my parenting, but I'm sitting here in the studio questioning it right now. 102.3 XLC, Wes and Leah. Wes is gone. Fernando in, hanging out for Gurney's Got It. And we welcome Ryan Livergood, who is the executive director of Warren Newport Public Library. Welcome, Ryan.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. Thrilled to be here.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if you know this, but my husband's name is also Ryan, and he is a better parent than I am because he is the one that does the library thing with the kids. And he, without knowing that you are coming in today, he mentioned to me, we really need to go to the Warren Library. It's been a long time. And I was like, yeah, it's been a long time because I've never brought the kids there. And granted, we work opposite schedules and I have weird hours and what have you, but he is the one that does that. And then Fernando's like, oh yeah, I bring Ollie to the library all the time.
And that's when you really knew you're a bad parent. Because I'm doing it.
Yes. Well, yeah, exactly. And then Lynn's like, yeah, and I brought my daughter every day. And I was like, there is a lot that the library has to offer, a lot that Gurney has to offer, and that specifically Warren Newport Public Library has to offer. Summer reading program. Is that still something people can get in on?
It still is until next Tuesday, August 10th. So we are trying to reach a goal of 1 million minutes as a community, and we're very close. Last time I checked, I think we were about 800,000 minutes read. And at the end, people will turn in their logs. So I know there are a lot of minutes sitting out there. But if you haven't signed up, you can still sign up. Summer reading is really important, especially this year, because it was an odd year for our children, wasn't it, with COVID and everything. So it was really important for us to have a successful summer reading program. And I think it has been. But people can still participate, sign up. You can go to our website for information. And it's really neat because when people think about summer reading, they think, okay, it's for kids and we have to log our minutes on paper. Well, it's a little bit different. There's an app called Beanstack where parents can... I will sit there and read my son a bedtime story, and then we'll log the minutes on my smartphone, and then it's in. So, I mean, it's changed a lot. And summer reading is also for adults. It's really important for adults to read because children will model the behavior of the adults in their lives. So, summer reading is great. It's almost towards the end, but you can still sign up, and you might win a prize, too.
Can you backlog?
You can backlog, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Digital books and videos, they continue to be very popular, and that is something that I don't think the people realize the library has all that.
Right. Yeah, we have a lot, and we've grown our digital collection really over the past year because, as everyone knows, you know, we had to step back and didn't have as much in-person service, and so we wanted to get it to people where they were, and that was at home. So you name it. You want to read, you know, ebooks. We have something called Libby. It's an app you can put on your phone, and you can borrow books and read them on your phone.
That's really cool.
That is cool.
And what do you just need a library card to do that?
You need a library card to do that. And we're jumping out a little bit, but for people that don't have a library card, they can go online and get it. I mean, you can come into the library. We can get you hooked up that day, but you can go to our website, which is WNPL.info. I'm sure I'll mention that a couple of times. And you can sign up for a library card online today. It might take 24 to 48 hours for us to get you registered, but then you can don't even have to come to the library and you can start utilizing our resources. And there's not just ebooks, audiobooks. We have a video streaming service coming online in the middle of May called Canopy.
Okay.
Which is going to have a lot of documentaries, a lot of foreign films, but a few Hollywood blockbusters. There's Canopy Kids that comes with that, which will be a lot of educational programming for children. So with these streaming services, it seems like there's a new one every day.
It really does.
And it's hard to keep up with all those services. And all of a sudden, when you cut the cable, but yeah, these services, you look at your bill, you're paying as much, or if not more, than you did with cable. So that will help you out a little bit with your bill. You can stream on our free Canopy service when that comes online. So I'm very excited about that.
That's cool. And what about creativity-wise, like things craft-wise that you could do at home with the kids?
Yeah. First of all, we have something called a take and make. So What we'll do is we'll put out there, and you can go to our website for more information, a craft that you can make at home. And that's been real popular. And we started that during the start of the pandemic. And we're going to continue forever because it's been so popular. Because sometimes you just want something to do at home mm-hmm. with your kids. It's creative. You get the pack. You take it home. And you can make, you know, the craft home. So that's really popular. There's something coming online soon also that we added to the budget called Creative Bug.
Okay.
And it's a really great resource. Some of the public libraries in the area had it before we're going to have it. And patrons that used it were like, well, you've got to get this for the library. So there's all really any type of thing you might create, knitting, crocheting, for all ages. It's really cool. And I'm very excited for us to launch that here soon. I don't have an exact date, but that should be coming, I think, in the next month or so.
All right, cool. Keep your eyes open for that. Now, it's back to school month. What online options are there to help get back teachers and students in the mindset of school? Because it really does feel like it's been forever.
Yeah, I think the best thing, and maybe this you won't need this immediately, but you'll want this soon when you're trying to help your children with create, you know, what is it, the Common Core math that we teach these days. There's something called tutor.com, and tutor.com is so great because it is a live tutor that you can access online in the evening. So if you are sitting there trying to help your child and you can't, you can utilize tutor.com. And I really feel it's underutilized. It's such a great resource because sometimes you just need someone to reach out to help with homework. So
yeah.
It's super cool. My children go to Woodland School District, and my oldest son and my youngest son will be in the dual language program. So with getting up to speed on our Spanish, there's Mango Languages, which is great for everybody. You can even learn how to speak pirate. That's a thing, believe it or not.
Hey, matey.
Yeah,
that was bad. No.
Her impressions are
they're terrible.
Top-notch.
I need Mango Language.
Yeah, so check out Mango Languages. It's really great. You know, for adults, well, let me stick with the kids with going back to school. We have some really good early literacy resources. There's a new one I'm very excited about called Pebble Go. And Pebble Go is in English and Spanish. And the primary target audience is like pre-K through third grade. And, you know, it's really great for getting, especially kids before they go to school, to get up to speed on those early literacy skills they need to be successful in school. So,
cool.
Yeah. So... and then for adults, there's something, we've got a couple of resources, LinkedIn Learning, Gale Courses, Training in Technology, Business, General Interest. I have an amateur podcast on the side. I didn't know how to edit it. So I used LinkedIn Learning to learn how to edit the podcast.
Oh,
and,
that's awesome.
Yeah, it is a real life example. So there are all kinds of examples like that. So there's something for really all ages in terms of either going back to school or if you're a grown up and you want to learn how to do something new. So.
And not to bypass August and back to school month, but September is actually library card sign up month. And I know that you mentioned the process of getting a library card, but you could also stop in and sign up, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And if you stop in, photo identification and proof of your address the past 90 days. So you come in with a utility bill and your driver's license, and we'll get you set up with a library card. And hopefully people will come in because we are back to our full hours, and we're a little bit limited in terms of the programming we're offering in person, but we are planning on moving forward in September with in-person story time. So we're super excited about that. And things are starting to open up at the library. So please come in if you haven't seen us. Our numbers are down as you might expect. And I know that maybe some people are nervous about going out, but you know, there's a lot of room in the library to spread out and be safe and social distance. So I do hope if people haven't been to the library for a while, they're comfortable coming back and seeing us.
Awesome. And what's the website again, one more time?
WNPL.info.
All right. Awesome. If you missed any of that information, you could get that there. Everything that the Warren Newport Library has to offer. Ryan, thank you so much for coming in and enlightening us about everything that you guys offer there at the library. Before I let you go, I got to ask, what's your gurney go-to?
I'm going to give a shout out to Ace Hardware on Grand, because that place, number one, you can buy anything there and they're super helpful. They fixed my lawnmower quickly recently, so I was very appreciative of that. So I like Ace. Ace is the place for everything. They have everything
I'm
there.
I'm pretty sure Ace is the place for the...
Ace is the place
for the helpful something. Or something like that. Ryan, thank you so much for coming in, man.
Thank you.